Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Pray for the release of the Pelosi-Biden J6 political prisoners, please. Here's an article revealing the depth of their wickedness. Holding J6 Christian prisoners of conscience in isolation for 5 months at a time in a closet that looks like it can't be larger than, six, maybe seven, 8 feet at the most, by 4, maybe 5 feet wide, that's it. Here's a picture that should break your heart here in my notes. At least one Republican in Georgia has some grit, State Senator Colton Moore, to launch hearings to look into the outrageous indictments handed down by the Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis. In her transparent effort to interfere with the 2024 election, State Senator Colton Moore wrote a letter to inform that weak, spineless, cowardly, and craven, pathetic, and pusillanimous, timid, and traitorous, gutless Brian Kemp, who met with the devil a while back when he went down to Georgia and struck a deal for power, but now finds he can't fiddle his way out of it. But Kemp's not worried. He's confident that the rest of his fellow Republican namby-pamby, milksop, sissy peeps will hold out against truth and judgment and law and order just long enough to keep Trump out and the deep state intact. But friend, you cannot withstand the inexorable march of truth. Hear the steady pounding of the boots of judgment getting louder as they get nearer and more patriots join the march. Justice has removed her blindfold, checked the scales, found you wanting, and set the point of her sword upon the apple of your filthy necks. All of you, Biden, Pelosi, Kemp, Fani, and the rest, you're a pack of liars and thieves, unjust, with no fear of God before your eyes, wicked rulers that make the righteous groan under your constant abuse of power. And upon the authority invested in me as an ambassador for Christ, I deliver a message from kingdom headquarters. All liars will have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Yeah. And that is at your second encounter with death. Revelation 21:8, as you approach your first encounter, I warn you, if you do not take this opportunity to repent and you want to go on in your service to that defeated devil you serve in Georgia or anywhere else, then I'll make the delivery. I mean, in this sense, like Paul delivered Hymenaeus and Alexander, so I deliver you up to Satan, that you will learn not to blaspheme by your impious speech against the righteous, your lies against the truth, your defamation against liberty and justice, your false accusations against patriots, Trump being one among millions upon whom you intend to burn your brand into their souls by your lies and then sacrifice them. Really, all of us on the altar you have raised right there in Washington, D.C. in service to your gender-blended, goat-headed, pedo Baphomet, to whom you feed our children to be devoured in the perverted lusts men and women without natural affection. Liars, calling the good evil and the evil you call good. You project your own guilt and shame on the righteous. You call them what you are, insurrectionists, betrayers of your oath, oppressors against the poor, white supremacists. That's what you are. Here's a Fox News segment showing the correlation between truth breaking through the dam of media lies built to hold back the flood of truth that's ever building and putting increasing pressure on the dam that the deep state controlled media has constructed. You know, playing their puppets before the dumbed down people, puppets like Barr, played like a marionette. Watch that toad croak his green bile against a man whose shoes he's unworthy to polish, which shoes will one day step on him like the bug he is, screeching about Trump going too far, crossing a line, declaring he will be convicted. As his eyes retract to help push that tasty thought morsel into his throat, that's what frogs do, by the way. You know, their eyes retract into their mouth to help push their food. Anyway, you don't believe me? I posted, I put a footnote here with an article that explains it. Now, you have to watch close when Barr does it, because it happens so fast. You know, all you're going to notice is a faint flash and flicker in the eyes as he delights in the expression and the expectation, excuse me, of swallowing down a delectable, juicy bite of Trump flesh. Well, these people are too much. And if you want to know what exposes this particular deep state toady, well, it's really simple. And it always is, by the way. Have you heard the deep state toady say a word against the Biden crime family? Well, of course not. That would be interfering with an election. You are a disgrace, Mr. Barr, and deserving of every epithet of disgust and loathing I can craft against you. Be cursed for your treason. Really? Back to the Fox News segment, one where they get it right. Showing that Biden uses the strategies of Satan. Redirect attention to your opponent with outrageous accusations. No matter how far removed they are from truth. Every time revelations broke loose from deep state control and got out into the public eye about the Biden family, you know, the laptop revelations, indictments followed immediately upon the heels of each revelation. March 16, news broke that the Bidens received millions from a Chinese Communist Party-controlled energy company. 2 days later, March 18, Trump gets word he's going to be indicted in New York on allegations he paid hush money to the whore, whatever her name is. On April 4th, as expected, Bragg announced the first indictment against Trump, just as the news of the Biden family receiving multiple millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party energy company began to gain public traction. Then on June 7, news broke about bribery allegations in which Biden accepted bribes for using his influence to benefit a Ukrainian oligarch. You know, the $10 million bribe from Burisma. You remember that? The recording of that Burisma owner saying $5 million for one Biden and $5 million for another. Now, that was June 7. Next day, June 8, Trump is indicted over the classified documents, the Mar-a-Lago stuff. Then July 26, revelations emerge involving the Hunter plea deal. A plea deal that guaranteed to Hunter that he would face no charges for anything brought up against him in the future, even things not yet brought before the court. I kid you not. Boy, that had to be a plea deal right out of hell. and one, by the way, entered into by the government's prosecution on this case. Well, a decent judge caught that, exposed it. The prosecutors were afraid to buy in. It all fell apart. So July 26th, this story exposing the Bidens breaks out. And on the next day, July 27, the media starts beating their cans and stomping their feet and clapping their hands and jumping up and down, scratching under their arms, ooh, 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 making all kinds of monkey noises, screaming about Jack the Ripper. You know, ever look at that guy? You're trying to drag our attention away from the real story. The guy looks like a Godfather hitman, the special prosecutor. I should say the government special persecutor. Anyway, he adds charges to the case against Trump. July 26, a Hunter story breaks. July 27, an indictment is announced and charges are added to a former indictment. You see, you get the pattern? Next, Devin Archer testifies on the Hill and unfolds damning testimony against the Biden family, testifying Joe Biden was on more than 20 phone calls with Hunter Biden's business partners. Well, what do you know about that? Hey, what happened to the I know nothing about Hunter's business dealings? We never talk about it. Well, this breaks on July 31st. The very next day, August 1st, the mob boss's best boy, Jackie, furthers his intrusion and his interference in the 2024 election by indicting Trump for the J6 case, accusing him of inciting the riot in an attempt to interfere with the 2020 election. Then on the morning of August 14, the GOP released the transcripts from an FBI agent involved in the Hunter Biden investigation, in which the agent corroborates whistleblower testimony that said the Secret Service tipped off Hunter and that he was never interviewed. Later that same day, August 14, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, in her obvious effort to interfere in the 2024 election, announced her charges against Trump and 18 others, by the way, in a conspiracy to interfere with the Georgia 2020 election probe. Do you see a pattern here? Folks, this is political theater at its worst. And it is so obvious. Many traditional Democrat voters are getting very angry and turning away from the Democrat Party. Now listen to this former Democrat loyalist warning the Democrat overlords of the tsunami of revolt that's building against them.
Go ahead. Just keep indicting them. Because we're going to vote. You're going to see something. Democrats, you used to African Americans just giving all in. Well, let me tell you something. Not this time. Because if you do that to a former president, we'll know what you want to do to us. Do your job. You indict, we gon' vote. You indict, we gon' vote. You indict, we gonna vote for Trump.
Okay, my friends, hold on through the break. I'll be right back. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and Ociel Soto of 805 Cookhouse. And of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024, the Lights On Banquet.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing to the enemies on the march, an enemy that is right now working hard to steal our liberties from us. It is impossible to keep up with the news cycle these days. I'm offering a live stream version of the Brain Massage Show on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights. Usually I go on at about 9 p.m. We visit for about an hour. Now, I've been working toward this for some time, and I think it's time to formally announce we are still using Facebook Livestream, but we will be including Rumble probably within about a month, and then we've got plans to include other platforms from there. The live stream is called Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress, or CNC for short, but it will finally just be called Brain Massage Live. If you want the link to join in, let me know, and we'll get it to you. In fact, I'll include you on the list of all those who get notified that I'm about to go on, and that email notification will include a link to the live stream. It's a more relaxed format, and there's some limited opportunity for interaction. We'll develop that some more as I continue to develop this. I hope you'll join us during the next live stream presentation of Brain Massage Live. As you know, physician Sarah Green and I teamed up to publish Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. She verifies the science side of the book, and I have a doctorate in theological studies with literally thousands of hours handling the scriptures. The book answers two fundamental questions about masks used to stop the spread or curb the spread or to offer any meaningful protection against transmission of or contagion by any virus, including COVID. It's coming back! And they are already sending signals they intend to strap your face in that dirty face diaper. And you need this book to be prepared. Look, if you're suspicious the masks are nonsense, then get this book and you'll have the evidence to prove it. And if you're contemplating going along with this nonsense, at least give them informed consent. And all of you business owners out there that listen to the Brain Massage, and there are literally hundreds of you, please get this book and read it. And at least be informed about this matter before you go along with the Nazis trying to co-opt your business into participating in government overreach. The book answers two questions and answers both definitively. The first is, do masks work? Well, that's the science part of the book. And after 964 scientific articles were examined, producing over 800 pages of copious notes, comparing the studies against what the science actually says about this, the definitive answer is no. Now, so that you can make up your own mind about that, I provide extensive citations for every fact asserted. My opinions, premised on those facts, are my own. You'll make up your own mind. But at least look at the evidence. Look at the facts. And for those who want to go farther and do a deep dive into all of this, my research notes, including links and a copy of every one of the 964 studies I examined in my research, are all available for $100. And that's a bargain, let me tell you. And that's 800 pages of my own study notes, a copy of every article examined, a total of 964, a chronological table showing how the consensus changed and developed during the COVID pandemic under the influence of government bias. I mean, it's a huge amount of data, and it has to be downloaded in several zip files. Right now, you can get it at a 25% discount or for $75 at books@dbp.com. Go to my bookstore, books@dbp.com, and find the supplemental material for Let My People Breathe, process your order. Now, would you like to have access to all of that information for free? Okay, buy the book. There's a code in the book that you can get, and when you use it, you'll get all of that material, every bit of it, for free. If you get the book, you get the code. Now, if you get the book, get the code, and give that code away to friends, well, just be sure to tell them that you stole the material from Pastor Scheidbach. Let me tell you that Chapter 5 is worth the price of the book, Natural Filtration versus the Masks. Friend, it's going to be a mind blower. The second question answered by this important book is, what do the scriptures say about a God-fearing patriot's responsibility to cooperate with government mandates? The statement on the Bible's recognition of true science will surprise your unbelieving friends. The clarity you're going to get on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And, you know, are we going to trade out the divine right of kings for the divine right of governments? How about no? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion or overreach into our encroachment, into our natural rights? The biblical basis for objecting to the government intrusion into our medical choices? You know, showing that our body does not belong to the government, it belongs to God? That God appointed to the individual responsibility to steward the body he has assigned to them. And that giving that to government is literally to put government in the place of God. When I walk you through what the Bible really teaches about the limited role of government, that government is not over God, that as a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul told us to wrestle against powers. Now look, if powers used by Paul in Romans 13, where he tells us that we're supposed to submit to the powers because they're ordained of God, is the same word that Paul uses in Ephesians 6:12-18 when he tells us to wrestle against these powers. What? In Romans 13, he tells us to reverence and obey the powers. In Ephesians 6, he tells us that we're supposed to wrestle against them. Yeah, and in case you're checking, it is the same word, by the way, exousia. There's a time to obey and a time to resist. And I'll explain that in this book. So you see, this little book, fast read, 140 pages, is huge in content and import. It addresses concerns that are directly related to the mask issue, of course, but the implications go way beyond the mask debate. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Now, some of you are very familiar and already connected with my bookstore, so it might be easier for you just to go to my bookstore, and you'll find a link there to booklocker.com to get the book. So go to books@dbp.com, as many of you are accustomed to doing. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage of Let My People Breathe, and then when you click on that link to buy the book, you'll be directed to booklocker.com, where you can get your 20% discount. Sarah and I interviewed with Andy Caldwell, introducing our book on Monday this week, and I think the interview went very well. Andy does a great job. Sarah mentioned something that I touch on in the book but don't develop. Maybe in the reprint, I'll focus on this more. The reason the government is pushing this mask thing is becoming increasingly obvious. They used the COVID thing to close down the schools. And many are telling us this had a huge negative impact on their education, putting them a year or two behind. Now, some of us would argue it might have been a blessing It forced parents to become aware of what was going on in their children's classrooms. So that, I think, backfired on them. Anyway, the public education system in America left off teaching our children to prepare them to think critically a long time ago. And it turned to training them to think communally. They have and continue to program our kids to hate individual freedom, the concept of it, and to favor communism or collectivist, communal type ideas about freedom. The kids are taught not to think individually, but to think communally, as I pointed out, to implicitly trust the government, institutions, and accept their authority. They don't want parents to have authority. They don't want churches to have authority. They don't want anybody having any authority except them. This was reflected in Fauci's statement to the question put to him. By the way, Fauci is a representative of the collectivist government establishment structure. And he said to question him is to question science itself. Now, the hubris, the excessive, arrogant assumption of absolute authority is disturbing. But more than that, it's dangerous. To control people, you've got to keep them stupid. To keep them stupid, you have to separate them from any kind of dependency on natural reason or common sense or natural knowledge. You must cause them to doubt their own senses and their own ability to reason. You must distort their perception of reality so that not even reality can be an authority in their life over the state. Fauci, who said the randomized controlled trial, the RCT, is the gold standard of scientific research on questions of causation, that is, what causes this or that event or disease, and in the past has admitted that not one RCT supports the claim that the masks he recommends will protect anyone from contagion or from transmission of a virus-borne disease. Now he tells everyone to wear masks. But he has not pointed to the study that changed his mind. He says he follows the science. What science did he follow? So we're no longer depending on real science, you see. We're taking our instructions from scientists, not from science. And that, my friend, is called scientism. I mean, it's like a religion that governs its people by statements from the priests. And they say, don't look at the Bible. Don't look at the Bible. Just listen to me. That crowd, you know, like the Catholics used to do and still do in some places. It governs by dogma based on institutionalized doctrines reinforced by the authority of a priest caste. In this case, wearing the white smock and a surgical mask to get people to accept this sort of don't think about it, just do it culture. They have to make people stupid. They have to break you away from natural reason. They have to get you to doubt facts that are apparent to anybody who's got sense in nature itself. They will brook no competition for your loyalty. You must think what you're told to think. Now, that's what's behind this whole 2+2=5 thing. Presently, they're trying to argue that it is racist. Go here and watch this exchange where the question is raised whether this is a real thing. And the answer is yes, it's a real thing. People are seriously arguing that saying 2+2=4 is racist and an imposition upon everyone of a frame of reference that is rooted in white culture. And therefore, to insist on it is associated with white supremacy. But let the brain masseur give you some historical background to all this, and I'll have to sum it up. George Orwell, as many of you know, wrote the book 1984, in which he envisioned a dystopian society organized around the idea of subordinating individuality, submerging it entirely into conformity to state-mandated groupthink. You see, you're not allowed to think anything the state does not tell you to think. The antagonist pressures Mr. Smith to give up trusting his own perception of reality and to yield his mind to believe whatever the state tells him reality is. So this guy holds up four fingers and tortures Smith until he finally says he sees five. But that doesn't satisfy because he wants the subject when he to answer the question this way. Well, how many do you say it is? He holds four up, says, how many do you see? And the guy says, well, what do you say? And he says, you see three. Yeah, you're right, I see three. He holds four fingers up, how many do you see? And he says, well, how many are there? And he says, five. He says, you're right, I see five. That's what they want. Now, here's some background you find interesting to all of this. The question was first raised in literature. In 1652, a philosopher was pondering natural knowledge, and he argued that the proposition that 2 and 2 are 4 is a fact embedded in nature itself. It cannot be denied without denying nature. He was right. But then, as people began developing unnatural affections, they began to question natural knowledge. You see, the Bible says, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. He messes with it. Proverbs 18, verse 1. The exact expression, 2+2=5, was found in the title of a book A Book of Absurdities in 1895, and it showed up again in the 1920 Art Manifesto by a certain poet, some French guy, I think. But before this, in 1884, a French author wrote Gilbert and Sullivan's Princess Ida, in which the princess despises, quote, the narrow-minded pedant that still believes two and two make four, end quote. Now, this fictional character asserted women can make five or three or seven or 5 and 20 from two and two. That peculiar flexibility of mind is only possible when the person, the soul, is disconnected from reality, from nature itself. Here's an excerpt from a 19th century novel titled Serafita in 1834. Quote, thus you will never find in all nature two identical objects. In the natural order, therefore, two and two can never make four. For to attain that result, we must combine units that are exactly alike, end quote. Now, that's a false premise. I'd like this guy to work for me. I'd like this guy to work for me. I'll show him a dollar and say, I'll give you all of these that I have in the bank for cleaning my car. And after he has labored to clean my car and comes to collect, I'll hand him the dollar that I showed him. And when he objects that he worked for a few hours expecting to get more than $1, I'll explain, I told you, I give you all of these that I have. And there are no two things alike. And so that's all of those that I have. I have to work toward a conclusion here. Let's wrap it up with the point. 2 + 2 = 4 comes from nature, not from anybody's skin color. Okay? But the surprise here is that 2 + 2 = 5. Now, that's a white thing. All these people arguing for 2 and 2 are 5 are a bunch of whiteys. No black person has ever been that stupid. And that is unless they've been living on the white man's plantation, the liberal white man's plantation, called liberalism for a few generations, and they've been duped by white supremacists like Biden et al., Hillary, all of them, into thinking in terms of colored folks versus white folks. Yeah, did you notice that's coming back into vogue? We're back to coloreds and whites, friends. And who came up with it? White liberals, who want to divide the nation into racist divisions, divide and conquer. Once they succeed, just like that young lady said, she knows what they're going to do when they get Trump. They're going to come for us all. You know what they're going to do when they finally get you to buy in fully to this whole racist nonsense? They're going to turn the tables, and it's going to be whites wiping out the blacks all over again. Bet on it, and don't buy into this. So I'm with that young lady. We're going to vote for Trump. The only right thing for us to do in this election is put Trump into the office that he earned in 2020. That's got to be made right before we can go forward and get everything else taken care of. I've lit the lamps of the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net, find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.